From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Yemen's president, Abd Rabbah Mansour Hadi, and his cabinet have submitted letters of resignation. The move comes amid a political tug of war between the president and the Houthi militia. The Yemen government spokesman in Washington today announced the president was stepping down. 21 members of an international coalition against the Islamic State met in London today to discuss strategies aimed at defeating this militant group. The meeting was aimed at assessing achievements of the coalition and planning the next steps of the campaign. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said tackling the threat of IS is the challenge of our time.
I think this is a challenge for all of us. It's a challenge of our time. And we need to step up and lead and be strong and be clear about what is at stake. And that's exactly why we're here and meet today.
John Kerry. At least 13 people were killed today in the Ukrainian city of Donetsk when a bus was hit by an apparent mortar attack. The blast sparked accusations of blame from both Ukraine and Russia. Meanwhile, pro-Russian separatists paraded a group of captured Ukrainian servicemen today at the bus stop where the bus was hit. Partial results from Zambia's presidential election show ruling party candidate Edgar Lungu holding a small lead. The tally released by Zambia's Electoral Commission today shows Lungu of the Patriotic Front Party winning just under 51% of the vote. His closest rival has about 45%. The commission says results from 90 of 150 constituencies have been counted so far. Final results in the election are expected on Friday. This is VOA News. The United States and Cuba are holding a second day of talks in Havana aimed at restoring diplomatic relations after more than 50 years. Both delegations sat opposite each other as meetings resumed today. No public remarks were made. The European Central Bank has launched an ambitious stimulus program aimed at stopping deflation and boosting Eurozone economies. Lisa Bryant reports the ECB plans to buy billions of dollars worth of Eurozone bonds in the coming months.
On Thursday, European Central Bank President Mario Draghi said the bank will inject up to $1 trillion or more into the Eurozone economy by buying up government bonds.
We believe that the measures taken today will be effective, will raise inflation, medium-term inflation expectations, and basically will address the economic situation in the euro area.
The ECB will begin buying nearly $69 billion worth of government bonds each month through September 2016. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Ukraine has asked the International Monetary Fund for a new and broader bailout package. It will attempt to renegotiate its debt with bondholders. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will not meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu when the Israeli leader visits Washington in early March. Mr. Netanyahu will be in town to speak to a joint meeting of Congress at the invitation of Republicans. In a largely symbolic move, the U.S. Senate has formally acknowledged that global climate change is a real phenomenon and not a hoax. The Republican-led body, however, remains silent on whether human activity is to blame. Michael Bowman has more.
The Senate is on record saying climate change is, in fact, occurring.
On this vote, the yeas are 98, the nays are 1. The amendment is agreed to.
One day after President Barack Obama told lawmakers that global warming must be confronted, the Senate affirmed almost unanimously that climate change is real. The measure was an amendment to a larger bill seeking approval of a pipeline to transport Canadian oil to U.S. Gulf states, a project business interests strongly back and environmental groups vehemently decry. Michael Bowman, VOA News, The Capitol.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's Senate has announced a one-day delay for its vote on a proposed electoral law that has sparked days of protests. Senators now say they will vote Friday on the bill, which would require completion of a national census before a presidential election can be held. Opponents say if the bill is passed, it would allow President Joseph Kabila to stay in office beyond the end of his term. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.